to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's been interesting that Fact Check has looked at Rick Santorum's claims over the last several ads and the things he said, and I think in almost every case they've said that Rick Santorum's attacks have been baseless and wrong. I think they have something called Pinocchios. They give him four Pinocchios or something like that. I'm not going to get into discussing various ads, but obviously we left Massachusetts with over a $2 billion rainy day fund and a balanced budget. So I'm afraid his conclusions are exactly wrong. But, you know, Senator Santorum is at the desperate end of his campaign and is trying in some way to boost his prospects. And frankly, misrepresenting the truth is not a good way of doing that.
Well, there is Mitt Romney in an interview that he did a few hours before the polls closed on Tuesday, commenting on Rick Santorum's negative advertising, suggesting that it doesn't work for most people. Santorum was at the desperate end of his campaign. Well, that may not be the case. The assessment not quite accurate, since both of the primaries in Alabama and Mississippi are in the win column for Rick Santorum. What do you think? 800-510-8255. As we begin an overview of yet another day of challenges, another day of presidential popularity polling, if you will. The results from the election, the contests on Tuesday in Alabama, Rick Santorum won with 35%. Newt Gingrich was second with 29%. Mitt Romney was a couple of thousand votes behind him in third, also again 29%. And Ron Paul was fourth. Over in Mississippi, Rick Santorum won 33% of the vote there. Gingrich second with 31%. Romney was third with 30%. And Ron Paul was fourth there as well. There were caucuses in Hawaii and American Samoa. Because of the time differences, those votes are still being counted. Next up, the county caucuses in Missouri. That'll be this Saturday. The next primary is Sunday in Puerto Rico. And then there is a primary in Illinois next Tuesday. Never mind who wins what here. This is such ludicrousy. This is lunacy. All these primaries in various days, the amount of time that it takes, the money that they're spending, that process is certainly broken in terms of how to do this. And so many people are feeling displaced. And another question that I would ask, is this a country of diversity or division? What do you think? Because of Santorum and his points of view on things, there is a wide difference on many levels between Santorum and Romney especially. Gingrich talks a lot, but you wonder what he believes. But with Romney and with Santorum, there really does seem to be some fundamental differences when it comes to issues that don't really deal with the economy, jobs, cost of gasoline, the practical stuff. So are they deep divisions, or is it just diversity? It's a worthwhile exercise and conversation, I think. 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com. Ron Paul and Mitt Romney will be heard from, I'm sure. But let's listen to Santorum thank his supporters in Alabama and Mississippi first.
This campaign is about ordinary folks doing extraordinary things. Sort of like America. Sort of like America, going out there and exceeding expectations, going out there and defying the odds, because we believe in something that's bigger than ourselves. That's what America's always been about. It's not been about self. It's been about serving. It's been about giving and trying to do something for someone who needs help more than you do yourself. And I looked around and the crowds that we had in Alabama and Mississippi, and I just have to tell you, I was so encouraged. All the polls were showing us, you know, trailing, and they kept coming out, and they kept saying, we believe in you, we're going to go out and we're going to work hard, we're going to make the difference. And so I just want to say first to the people of Alabama, you made a great difference, and I thank you very, very much for your support. I don't think there was a single poll that had me anywhere close to winning Mississippi. Not one. And yet, I knew when I was traveling around on whether it was all the way up in Tupelo or all the way down to Gulfport, and the folks that I met and the passion in their heart, they understood how important this race is for themselves and their families and for the future of our country. And I end all my speech by talking about the Declaration of Independence and how we have to pledge to each other our lives, our fortune, our sacred honor. Every generation does, in order to maintain the great freedom, the great torch that has been given every generation of Americans. And the people of this country, the folks who are out there who are affected when gas prices go up, the quality of their life is affected with a government that is irresponsible and irresponsive to the needs of average people, particularly when it comes to gas and oil, gas prices in this country. I'm here in Lafayette, Louisiana tonight, and I wanted to be here because of them. This is the heart of the oil and gas industry on the Gulf Coast. And this administration almost put this town under with the moratoriums, the delays in permitting that are getting worse and worse and worse. And as a result, the ability for the men and women who go out and drill these wells and service these wells to go out and earn an income, and more importantly, for them to get that oil and gas into the shore so we can use it here in this country. We're seeing gas prices at what are projected to be historic highs. And yet this president almost put this whole region out of business because of the extreme environmental policies of this administration. And we wanted to be here in Lafayette to say to average folks who are struggling right now because of those energy prices, we will put this town and this region back to work so you can go back to work and have a better quality of life.
There's Rick Santorum thanking those folks who believe in him, attacking the president over the price of gasoline, which is pretty appropriate. Here in Lafayette, Louisiana, Lafayette, Alabama, Lafayette, Mississippi, wherever, 800-510-8255. If you voted for Santorum yesterday, what do you think? If you voted for Mitt Romney yesterday, or you voted for Newt Gingrich or Ron Paul, why are you on whatever bandwagon you're on? I guess that'd be a pretty good question. We'll hear from Newt Gingrich in a moment. This is the Talk Radio Review, an overview of the hot hits in talk radio. The projection is that today will be pretty much, as far as the political talk radio stations are concerned, about Santorum and what's going on. How is it that he has as many supporters as he does, given the negativity of the sides of the big stuff? At least right now, he's going to sound like everybody else. At least the Republicans have to attack Obama, and they're right to do that. But the things that will keep women from voting for Santorum are the things that the majority of women, some women are going to support him, but you get out into the mainstream and you look at the nitty-gritty of those people in the middle, they'll run so fast away from Santorum. And the fact that he's gained some steam, one of the reasons that the weekend polls show him losing pretty badly to Obama were he to be the candidate. So what is more important, your philosophy or beating Obama? That's what this battle will be about in part. 800-510-8255. The countdown is on the air.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
soon this little baby I'm singing to sleep will start to walk. First, she'll crawl. Then take her first baby steps. Before I know it, I'll be dropping her off at school. I'll be watching her run down a soccer field. Staying up all night waiting for her to get home from her first date. Wincing when she steps on the gas pedal and then the brakes. Beaming when she walks up to accept her diploma. Or holding back tears as she takes those big steps down the aisle. But before she takes all those steps, she and thousands like her will need you to take yours. Gather your family, friends, and co-workers and join March for Babies to help make her steps possible. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-281-9981. 800-281-9981. Don't wait. Call 800-281-9981. 800-281-9981.
Our number here is 800-510-8255. So we heard from Rick Santorum, the winner in Alabama and Mississippi. Headlines say he swept the South. How do you figure that? Alabama and Mississippi are, well, 1/12 of the states in the South. Anyway, here's Newt Gingrich congratulating Santorum.
It's quite an evening. Obviously, we'd like to have come in first, but I want to start by saying that I congratulate Rick Santorum on a great campaign. He has won a victory in both states, and he's worked at it very hard to achieve it. I know how much he has put into this campaign, he and his entire family, over the last year, and I congratulate him on a positive evening and a positive result. I'd also point out that because this is proportional representation, we're going to leave Alabama and Mississippi with a substantial number of delegates, increasing our total going towards Tampa. And we are very grateful to you because you made that outcome possible. And with your help, we're going to take a much bigger delegation than we had yesterday. So thank you very much for that. I emphasize going to Tampa because one of the things tonight proved is that the elite media's effort to convince the nation that Mitt Romney is inevitable just collapsed. The fact is, in both states, the conservative candidates got nearly 70% of the vote. And if you're the front runner, and you keep coming in third, you're not much of a front runner. And frankly, I do not believe that a Massachusetts moderate who created Romneycare as the forerunner of Obamacare is going to be in a position to win any debates this fall, and that's part of the reason I have insisted on staying in this race. We need someone who can go toe-to-toe with Barack Obama and debate him and win the debates decisively.
All right, so is it winning debates or winning the election? What do you think as you put this stuff in your pipe and you smoke it? 800-510-8255. Countdown time is 21 after the hour.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit. Delivered to your door for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com. Spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And the buzz bumping into this day, the buzz is about Rick Santorum in Alabama and Mississippi. Most of the precincts reporting Santorum, the winner of these primaries. And then if we look over at the projections in the other states, the Hawaiian vote, I get about 70% in. It looks like Romney has taken the other two. That's not as significant, obviously, as Alabama and Mississippi. Let's get some of the television hosts in on this before we get to the radio people, because this is a summary of what's going on both radio and television with regard to issue-oriented talk. Wolf Blitzer here with John Brabender, an advisor for Santorum's campaign, about the path forward.
What's your response to Governor Romney? Only a few hours ago, he said that Rick Santorum, in his words, was at the desperate end of his campaign.
Yeah, well, evidently the voters in Mississippi and in Alabama somehow didn't get that memo from the governor and decided to speak their own mind. And these are pretty remarkable wins. I don't think anybody predicted it, especially with the amount of money that Governor Romney spent, which was probably tenfold what we spent. This is a pretty remarkable American story. You know, somebody going out there, Rick Santorum, just speaking from their heart, and people listening, and it's resonating, and they're voting for him.
What was your realistic expectation, and be honest with us, a few hours ago before the polls closed in Mississippi and Alabama?
Well, we actually felt really good about Alabama. We were seeing a lot of energy there, a lot of web traffic, those type of things. We had heard that Governor Romney had the entire establishment behind him in Mississippi and that they could deliver a win for him. And frankly, this is also, as you know, Newt Gingrich's backyard for all practical purposes, and he was expected to do extremely well. We were surprised winning both states, gratified, just the surprise we were on Saturday when not only did we win Kansas, we got more votes than all the other candidates combined.
Your candidate has resisted the urge to ask Speaker Gingrich to step aside, but he didn't win in either of these two states. Is it time, do you believe, for Gingrich to move on?
Well, I would answer that a little bit differently. I think it's time that conservatives and Tea Party supporters understand that they've got to rally behind one candidate, and that's how you stop a moderate like Mitt Romney from ever getting the nomination. If we can get all those votes behind one candidate, we'll win in all these big states coming up that are going to be very, very important.
All right, so does that mean you would obviously like Newt Gingrich to step aside so that it would be effectively a one-on-one race between Rick Santorum and Mitt Romney?
Well, yeah, no, I think to be honest with you, that we've earned a one-on-one with Mitt Romney. We saw that tonight with the two wins. We saw that in Kansas last week, big wins in Oklahoma, Tennessee, and North Dakota, where nobody expected us to. I think actually the American people have deserved that too, where it's a consistent, clear decision of whether you want to vote for a moderate Mitt Romney or a conservative Rick Santorum, and that's what the party should really have right now.
Let's look ahead quickly to Puerto Rico, which is Sunday, and Illinois, which is a week from today, next Tuesday. What's your assessment?
Well, I think they're a little bit hard. Illinois is some place that I think will be close. There was a poll out on the weekend by the Chicago Tribune, I believe it was, that showed it about the Governor Romney about 4 points ahead. It's a state where he's already spending $1 million on TV, and we'll have a little bit of catch-up. But then we get to go to a lot of states that we feel very good about, Wisconsin, Louisiana. We haven't even gone to Pennsylvania, Rick Santorum's home state, which today there was a poll released that shows Rick Santorum winning by 18 points. And so there's a lot of big states ahead, and many of them we think favorable to Rick Santorum.
All right. Is this the same as the Democrats when Hillary Clinton was ahead at this time 4 years ago in the Democratic nomination process and Barack Obama came up from behind and won? Is Santorum the man? 800-510-8255. You can hope yes or you can hope no, but he is a candidate and is viable, certainly, as you look at what happened in Alabama and Mississippi. Like it or not, he is getting out the vote. I wish he'd stop not using the INGs, too. I know. It's one of my pet peeves. Silly. Some people think so. The whole thing may be silly. He's 28 past the hour.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
Musicians, Guitar Center's legendary Green Tag Sale means one thing. Massive savings of at least 50% off list on hundreds of items throughout the store. Now through Sunday, save big on Green Tag deals. Like 71% off list on Yamaha full-size Dreadnought Acoustics, just $99. 88% off list on select Zildjian drumsticks, just $1.88 a pair. Dynamic vocal mics, buy one, get three free. And you can still score additional 50% off list savings all month long. But hurry, Guitar Center's Green Tag Sale ends Sunday.
I've got stuff to do. I can't let pain get in the way. But I can turn to Advil for tough pain relief, Advil PM for relief of nighttime pain and sleeplessness, and Thermacare for long-lasting back pain relief. They're my partners in fighting tough pain. So I can walk the dog. I can take the kids to the park. I can do the things I want. Look for Advil, Advil PM, and Thermacare at your neighborhood drugstore or food store. Use these products as directed. With the right relief, I can keep going.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble, real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible, especially if they insure their motorcycle with GEICO along with their car. GEICO's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events, and yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables, and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with WiseFoodStorage.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to MysticStampAd.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to MysticStampAd.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to MysticStampAd.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or MysticStampAd.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
We don't have 10 for you today. Normally at the end of the week, that's the time we review all 10 of the hot hits during the week. Right now, the focus seems to be on the candidates and the primary elections. And as far as the conversation is concerned today and over the next probably 24 to 48 hours, Rick Santorum looks like the hero as I love these news media. He sweeps the South, Alabama, Mississippi. Important states in the South, no question about it. But sweeping the South, hello. Ding, 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 hello. 800-510-8255 supporters, detractors, are welcome to weigh in here. We've heard so far in this review, Santorum, by the way, won in Alabama and Mississippi. Gingrich came in second in both of those states. Romney was third in both of those states, and Ron Paul was fourth in both of those states. Romney wins the caucuses in Hawaii and American Samoa, and so that's how things are stacking up. So we've heard from both Gingrich and Santorum. Paul and Romney didn't make any public appearances after the election last night, so we don't have any audio on them. We do have audio from radio and television programs discussing the results of these elections in these two states. So we'll go to Fox now, where Brett Baier talks to former Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty. Remember, he was running for president earlier on here about the Romney campaign.
Governor Pawlenty, your reaction to the results tonight, Mitt Romney coming in third in Mississippi right now, and it looks like possibly third in Alabama.
Well, I think people correctly perceive that those were going to be challenging states for him, but the key thing here is what does the delegate count look like? And if Mitt gets about a third of the delegates tonight, he's going to keep his lead, and nothing's really going to have changed in terms of his commanding lead in that delegate count, more than twice the next closest competitor. Clearly, Brett, that remains that he's on the trajectory to be the party's nominee. It's not going to be easy. He's got to go out and earn it, but if you look at those delegate count numbers and what happened tonight, nothing really changes. He remains in a commanding delegate count position.
Governor Pawlenty, we've heard from the Romney campaign numerous times about how tough it will be for Rick Santorum or Newt Gingrich to get to 1144, but it is a little tougher for Mitt Romney to get to 1144, isn't it?
Well, there's a long road ahead of us yet. Tonight's states were important, but one night does not a nomination make. Congratulations to Rick Santorum for his victories in Alabama and Mississippi. But again, if you look at this as an exercise of delegate count, Mitt remains highly, highly likely to be the nominee. And by the way, Brett, the speaker just framed the question, the main question, who's best situated to beat Barack Obama? We know the answer to that. If you look at the recent Gallup poll, you look at the recent Rasmussen poll and others, there's precisely one Republican candidate who has consistently been no worse than tied and in many ways ahead of Barack Obama in those national polls, and his name is Mitt Romney. So to answer the speaker's question, who's best situated to beat Barack Obama, the answer is Mitt Romney.
Is tonight a setback in any way, shape, or form, considering the amount of money that the Romney campaign put into Alabama and Mississippi?
Well, of course, he would have loved to win one or both of those states, and so congratulations to Rick. We would have liked to have won, but I think everybody understood and Mitt signaled this some time ago, that these were going to be challenging states and an uphill battle for him. So we're going to have to move on to the next stage. But again, if you look at this in terms of delegate count, it still looks very promising for Mitt, and for good reason. He's clearly the most knowledgeable and most capable and, importantly, most electable candidate in this field.
All right, so there's an important revisitation of an endorsement from Tim Pawlenty about Romney and Santorum and what Alabama and Mississippi means. If you're an Alabamian and a Mississippian, you feel like you're being discounted because it doesn't sound like many of the mainstream Republicans are into. He is clearly the mainstream Republican choice. And Romney, by the way, if he wins the nomination, in looking at his options for a running mate, he suggested in talking yesterday that it wouldn't be Santorum. He said, quote, that would preclude, of course, Rick Santorum when he was asked if he would choose a candidate to his right. Because, I mean, look at his record. I find it interesting that he continues to describe himself as the real conservative. This is the guy who voted against the right to work. This is the guy who voted to fund Planned Parenthood. This is the person who voted to raise the debt ceiling five times. It's my way of saying that Rick Santorum is not a person who's economic conservative at all. Saying I'm a conservative, I give him credit for being a conservative, but not a fiscal conservative. And by the way, an editorial comment on my side, if you're not a fiscal conservative, then that's the only real meaning, in a sense, the real true meaning of the word conservative. It means that you are fiscally conservative, and that's where people kind of want the candidate. There is the clear choice between Obama and whoever else will run against him. 800-510-8255. Okay, so up next here from MSNBC, Lawrence O'Donnell talking to analyst Steve Kornatke and Dana Milbank about the pressure on Gingrich to get out of the race.
This was not the outcome people were looking for here tonight.
No, it wasn't. And the interesting thing is we can look at these results and we say, obviously, it's momentous for Santorum that he wins both of these. But the other thing is, imagine if Newt Gingrich hadn't been in this race tonight. Not only would Santorum have won these two states, he would have won them in runaways. And I think now you're going to have, obviously, an enormous amount of pressure from the Santorum campaign on Newt Gingrich to get out. I think that pressure is going to extend to conservative leaders. And I think that's going to sort of rub off on Republican voters from this point forward. I think even if Newt doesn't get out of the race in response to these results tonight, I think his standing in subsequent states is going to drop markedly. And so there it was. You saw in Santorum's speech there, he talked about Louisiana. Obviously, I think there's going to be a sort of heavy expectation he'll win that state, but it's after Louisiana. The next big test in this race now is going to be Illinois. And you look at how this race has gone so far, you'd say Illinois somewhat consistent with Michigan and Ohio, a state with sort of not quite evangelical Christian enough sort of blue areas where Romney's run well, where you'd think on paper Romney would be able to win. But the wild card now is we might finally have what we've been talking about for more than a year in this race, that one-on-one race between Mitt Romney and a default conservative alternative, Rick Santorum, and we can really test the degree of a resistance on the right to Mitt Romney being the Republican nominee.
Dana Milbank, it may be that Mitt Romney had the best internal polls on these races, and that's why he's hiding out tonight in Manhattan raising money with rich Republicans rather than being anywhere near a microphone to make what would be concession speeches for two states.
Right. That's true, Lawrence. And I mean, I suppose you can step back and look at it and say this was the tight race that everybody expected, but the order of finish means something. And had Mitt Romney actually prevailed in one or both of these contests, he would have been able to say, okay, let's move on. I'm the presumptive nominee. Clearly, this has eluded him once again. I think the story is really more about Newt Gingrich at this point, because they have demonstrated clearly that there is enough of a basis for resisting Romney in this party. The question is, for Newt Gingrich, is it going to be about ego? Is it going to be about getting a conservative nominee? Now, the Gingrich race all along has been about ego, so one expects that that will continue, and he is being certainly Mitt Romney's best friend in this competition.
800-510-8255. Okay, let's see. We have time for one more of these links as we monitor the talk radio and talk television programs, getting excerpts. So do the opinion makers. Here are radio hosts Dimitri Sotis and Bob Kerr talking to former Congressman Tom Davis of Virginia about Mitt Romney's problem of sustaining momentum, mostly in the South.
We have nothing better to do on radio, TV, the internet, except to speculate on what might happen. And every time, every Tuesday, somebody says, well, this will be the knockout punch for Romney. It never seems to come. Though, will he go into the convention with his conservative credentials being questioned?
No, I mean, if you look at the exit polls tonight, the conservatives split about a third, a third, a third. It's hard to get to the right of Rick Santorum when you get down to it. So he's going to have, you know, his appeal on this. He's going to slog it out, it looks like. But this comes down to delegates at this point, and it's still a very tough equation for Santorum or Gingrich, even putting them together to stop Romney.
We've talked a lot, Dimitri and I have, about the evangelical vote. It looks like it's come home for Rick Santorum, largely. What kind of a factor is this going to be moving ahead?
First of all, let's go to the general election. In general election, Alabama and Mississippi and presidential politics in this environment are about as Republican as you can get. So I don't think there's any general election problems that are faced by this. If anything, you have Romney running stronger in urban areas where Obama will tend to dominate in the general election, showing maybe some crossover strength there. Surprising thing is looking at these primary results is they're not heavy turnouts. The idea that there's a lot of enthusiasm out there for these candidates, they just can't wait. We're getting turnouts in most of these states below what we got 4 years ago when McCain was running.
What about the enthusiasm to beat Barack Obama?
The polling consistently shows Republicans more enthusiastic than Democrats. But I still think at the end of the day, this race is going to be determined by independents who right now are not enchanted with either party. The president had a couple good weeks, and then this week saw his dip in the polls coming down in a couple of surveys. So I'm actually running behind Romney in a couple races. But this has a long way to go. And I think the facts on the ground, the state of the economy, where are gas prices, what's going on in Afghanistan, all of these are going to be factors that these independents weigh. They are entirely up for grabs moving into November.
All right, so that's the story of the GOP primaries at this point in time. Afghanistan next in our focus when we continue here on the Talk Radio Roundup.
Hi, I'm Olympic gold medalist Sean Johnson. I want to make sure you know about the March of Dimes, March for Babies. This walk is really special to me. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, which is not an ideal way to start. Every day, babies start life the same way, with the odds stacked against them. Their first steps are made possible by ours. All of ours. Take the first step at marchforbabies.org. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
At Quicken Loans, we close many of our home loans in 30 days or less. But if you work with someone other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with a lender that takes a lot longer. Here's an analogy. I ordered a pizza 4 hours ago that should have arrived in 30 minutes or less. Think of my cold, unappetizing pizza as a mortgage from a lender that doesn't care about closing loans quickly.
Here's your pizza, dude.
You should have been here a lot sooner.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
The choice is clear. A mortgage from a lender that takes forever to close your loan, or a piping hot mortgage from Quicken Loans that arrives fresh at your door in as quick as 30 days or less. One more way, Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.875%. APR, 4.17%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN.
That's 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Joe Calabria, 715th Transportation Trucking Company, U.S. Army.
I would have to go out on convoys. We took ammunition, food rations, troops, whatever had to be supplied to the line companies. That's what we took care of. We were very fortunate, the Korean veteran. If the Chinese had air power, we'd have been dead ducks, because you can walk faster than going up in second gear. And if they had air power, you know, you're going up a mountain, you know, they're coming in, you had it. We were very fortunate we didn't have that problem. Like I say, you did what you had to do, and like I said, I was very fortunate that nothing happened.
See more hero stories at KoreanWar.defense.gov.
And now the bonus round. If absence makes the heart grow fonder, what does presence make?
I'm going to say crab dip.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Tree, sky.
Transubstantiationalism.
Correct. What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Ma'am, are you crying?
I cry when I'm happy.
Well, that makes two of us.
Spring into action at Sports Authority. We've got everything your family needs to get active this spring. Check out our Power Play deals, our best buys of the week. Like this deal worth sprinting here for. $15 off men's and women's ASICS Gel Phoenix 3 running shoes, now only $59.99. And just in time for spring training, get 50% off Franklin baseball training aids like a 5-piece base set and a multi-sport return trainer. Whether your family is into track and field or the baseball field, get to Sports Authority. All things sporting good. Offer valid 3/11 through 3/17 in stores only. Exclusions may apply. See store for details.
The Talk Radio Countdown, the overview of daily hits and issues in talk radio, Afghanistan and the shooting there, protests, demonstrations, etc. Here's Talk Host Garland Robinette with Middle East expert Raymond Tanter about the shootings there.
What's your take on this? Are we done in Afghanistan? Not immediately, but is that the long-term results of this?
Well, the talk and fight strategy of the Obama administration doesn't seem to be viable with the American people, and the president will have to fight for this strategy. The talk and fight means you talk in Doha, Qatar, with the Taliban, with whom you're fighting in Afghanistan. That kind of strategy is sort of hard to sell in an election year, but there are three options under consideration, Garland. One is to announce at least 10,000 more troops would come home by the end of December. There are about 90,000 American troops there now. And another option is to have a much bigger withdrawal that would occur sometime in 2013. But the third option is what the military people say. If cuts are to be made, they want the cuts to be at the end of 2013, after the fighting season has largely finished, Garland.
Fighting season is measured by the weather?
Yes, yes. Right now it's hard to fight, in part because it's snowy in the mountains of Afghanistan and so forth.
I found it interesting, at least the way I viewed it, when the Koran burning occurred, all hell broke loose, and they were rioting across Afghanistan and many other Middle East countries. When this occurred, everything I've read at least says that in selected provinces, and I listened to an Arab-speaking expert yesterday on Fox News, and he was saying, look, if the Americans go back in and offer financial remuneration for the families that were affected, the people killed, if they apologize with Muslim-speaking American soldiers and offer reparations, we can get past this, because the Muslim population has a much closer tie to the Quran, an emotional tie. After 50 years of war, they're kind of numb in a lot of ways to the killing and the suffering. Is there anything to that thought process?
Well, yes and no. Yes, the apology would help. No, it won't do the job. Yes, compensation would help. No, it won't do the job. There was a delegation of Afghan dignitaries, including two brothers of President Karzai, that tried to apologize and pay compensation, 2,000 for each death and 1,000 for each person wounded, and Taliban tried to assassinate them while they were meeting with the surviving family members.
So Afghanistan and what's happened there, what are your thoughts? 800-510-8255. Are you having sympathy for this soldier or not? There's a lot of people dead there, but I've heard a lot of that sort of thing the last 24 hours or so. 51 past the hour on the countdown.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
What you're about to hear will help you remember where to find the best water filter products at the best prices on the web. There. Did you hear it? BerkeyShop.com. With the newest Berkey products in stock, the best prices on Berkey products anywhere, fast free shipping, and the most amazing customer service. BerkeyShop.com. Home of all Berkey water filter products like the Big Berkey for producing clean drinking water by removing contaminants, chemicals, heavy metals, and even fluoride. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to get your Berkey water filter, perfect for home, travel, camping, or disasters. And BerkeyShop.com is the perfect site to get your Berkey, because we're open 24-7 with free shipping and no sales tax. Even celebrities and NFL athletes shop at BerkeyShop.com. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to order your Berkey products. That's 888-6-BERKEY, or go to BerkeyShop.com. For everything Berkey, shop BerkeyShop.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. We're in the middle of a conversation about Afghanistan, the latest overview, what is the news, and then a couple of calls. We'll have time for a couple of calls here. Tom Rivers on ABC talked to host Ken Altshuler about the latest from Afghanistan.
An Afghan delegation went to one of the villages just outside of the base in Kandahar where this incident occurred. They were greeted by gunmen, at least one Afghan soldier dead. Two reportedly wounded in that party, two brothers of President Karzai, but all of the officials got out of there and got back on the base without any other hassles. But it just shows you what's going on there. City to the east, Jalalabad, 600 students thereabouts out on the streets protesting peacefully. But yes, the anger is spreading from beyond the immediate area, and we'll just have to see what implications there are down the road in the coming days and weeks.
Reading that Taliban militants opened fire on some government delegation as well in Balandi yesterday. Apparently an Afghan soldier was killed who was providing security. It's the NATO response, other than heightening security, any more show of it literally to the citizens?
No. What else can they do? They're just kind of hunkering down, hoping this thing will eventually pass. But the mood right now is very, very bitter. And it's interesting, too, we've got now this this three-day meeting between David Cameron, his trip to the U.S. He'll be meeting with President Obama, and certainly they've got a whole bunch of other things to talk about, Syria, Iran, et cetera. But, of course, I think front and center right now is going to be Afghanistan. And quick off the mark yesterday, Cameron said, look, we're going to stick to our withdrawal deadline. That's 33 months, the end of 2014. But, boy, the speculation is rife right now in the British press that he could possibly accelerate that withdrawal pace, if you will, the 9,500 British forces there, take out some earlier than anticipated, i.e. not keep them around to the end of 2014, but start trickling them out sooner and get maybe a half of them out by maybe next summer. We'll see how that goes, but I'm sure that'll be discussed when the two leaders are meeting in Washington.
800-510-8255. Let's get into Alan's head from Missouri about this.
I'm hearing a lot of sympathy for the soldier who did this, and I would say I have no sympathy at all for anyone who murders innocent civilians. And the perspective I wanted to give is a little bit of the perspective of some of the Afghan people. We have this myth that the Afghan people are all fundamentalists who, are out protesting the Quran burning. Now, most of the Afghan people weren't in those protests. Most of the Afghan people hate the Taliban, and the Taliban wouldn't have come to power if it weren't for the things that the U.S. and the Soviet Union did. Afghanistan was a liberal, secular democracy in the 70s, until we started to get involved, until the Soviets started to get involved. And then the Taliban came out of those Afghan refugee camps in Pakistan and took over the country. Some of the things that we've been doing there are not conducive of creating a democracy. We didn't insist on a separation of religion and state in the Constitution, which would have been the number one thing we should have done there and in Iraq. And we put in a very corrupt man, Hamid Karzai, to lead the country. He does not have the support of most of the Afghan people. We've been negotiating with known terrorists like Gulbuldin Hekmatyar and even with the Taliban, and we shouldn't be negotiating with these people.
Negotiating with terrorists, I thought we weren't supposed to. I think that's Alan's point. Thank you, sir. Susan in Maryland wants to know why we're still there.
I just think that, there's a big difference between building a war empire and actually national defense, and Bin Laden is dead. So I'm not really sure why we're still over there, but I think that war is a business, and as such, we will continue to fight it. And I think that when you really look at the last 60 years, we had the Korean War, which was lost, Vietnam, which was lost, Iraq, which was lost, Afghanistan is being lost. So we have one losing war after another, and I think that it is about making some money here. And I think that the people in Congress that want to start another war with another nation in the Middle East, I think that we should make sure that it is their children and grandchildren of legal age that should go and fight these wars first, before they send other people's kids over there.
All right, that's a familiar tone. You hear that often. Susan, thank you for your call. 800-510-8255. So in addition to the political contest, is this number one or 1A or 1B in terms of the issues this week, the shooting in Afghanistan? A lot of people think that's the case. That's why we covered it, conversed about it here the last few minutes on today's first hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show.